Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very weary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting, but is it also dangerous? Well, certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest, these are men America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 29th day of January, year of our Lord, 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, the big news for much of the country, of course, is weather. Snow in Atlanta, Georgia. Snow in Pensacola, Florida. Snow in New Orleans. It'll be pretty cold down there for Mardi Gras, it looks like, this year. We do have, patiently waiting in a green room, a gentleman who can comment on the weather better than most of your local TV news guys and news girls who comment on the weather, that, who consider themselves to be weather people and have degrees in meteorology. Professor James McCanny. Professor McCanny is a credentialed astrophysicist, has taught mathematics at the university level, has taught astrophysics at the university level, has written several books, a couple of which are very pertinent to what's going on with this weather. He has a website. It's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. He's also a radio talk show host and enjoying probably a pretty warm morning this morning, wherever he might be. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. Can you hear me okay?
You've got excellent audio, sir. Yes, sir.
Good, good. Yeah, cold, cold weather. This is amazing. Now, I want to give everybody a test out there. What is the cause of the weather that you've been told on the weather? And I we can, John, you probably can answer that. What do you hear when you hear the standard weather report?
Well, I, quite frankly, I don't listen to standard weather reports, so I'm not.
Good. Okay, that's good.
But I do know from our previous conversations that, that these meteorologists apparently are no longer taught the traditional protocols for understanding weather themselves, and rather they're trained to use computer models that appear to be broken.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the computer models have no idea what's going on. The weathermen don't. The National Weather Service does not. But they're using the term polar vortex.
Yes.
And I talk to people and they go, well, I guess it's this polar vortex thing. Well, wait a minute. We've been having weather for millions of years and there's never been anything such as a polar vortex. Why now? But anyway, a vortex is like when you pull the plug out of the back, out of the tub and the water goes down and it swirls in a vortex. That's a vortex.
Right.
Now, that implies to me that they're saying that there's some kind of thing, there's a plug at the North Pole, and then when you pull the plug, the cold air goes down a tube or something. But the word vortex is completely the wrong word to use, because that implies something going down the drain or making that cyclonic swirling motion.
Right.
And first of all, it's the wrong term. It doesn't even apply. And they're using this. Terms do not explain weather. Terminology does not explain weather. Weather is caused by real factors. And the real factor is simply we are very low solar energy, but they will not touch that with a 10-foot pole. And the meteorologists don't know what's going on, so somebody's telling them to say that, and they get on TV with their little skinny tie or their dress. They always like to have pretty women for weather women. I don't know if there aren't any average-looking women out there who go into meteorology, but I think the ticket is just to be rather cute, and then you can get a job as a meteorology
right.
woman.
Right.
And so then the guys, too, are handsome. I think a lot of women may look at the news for that, and if they look good, wear a suit, they must be smart, just like politicians.
The one in St. Louis, the weatherman in St. Louis, Dave Murray, is known to wear a different tie every time he broadcasts, every day of the week. That's what he's known for.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's about the size of it. But no, the real reason is we have very low solar energy. We have had for years. There was a period when the solar minimum was here a number of years ago when we had no sunspots for over 3 years, which is totally unprecedented. That means we had a flat spot in the, it's called the butterfly curve, and it's kind of shaped like a butterfly. That's the sunspot count. But it never goes to zero. I mean, very rarely during solar minimum and historically do we have a day without sunspots. But we went 3 years. And then when we came up into the solar maximum, we are now somewhere around solar maximum. The sun is just not cutting it. I mean, if there's a solar flare, it's like spaceweather.com jumps up and down and says, oh, there was a solar flare, everybody. And they're misquoting solar flares as X-class flares when they're really not. It's like when the Hurricane Prediction Center needs hurricanes to build up its statistics for the year for its prediction. Anything that that gusts over 70 miles an hour is called a hurricane, which is ridiculous. You know, you need sustained winds over 70 miles an hour. But they will categorize any little gust as a hurricane just to get their numbers up there. So it's basically false reporting, but the problem is the public is not getting the real story. We have a severe shortage of solar energy, and that also throws a wrench into the global climate change people, because it would tell people that, hey, we depend on that sun on a minute-to-minute basis for our energy, not you driving up and down the street in your SUV. And the whole purpose of global warming is to forestall any action against the energy companies. If they can do more research and plan out 20 years, recently Congress had a debate. They had the Committee on Global Warming meet. And it was simply, 80% of scientists say it's global warming, and there's the other half of the room saying this is nonsense. There's no data. These are just people being, you know, collecting a paycheck and saying what they think will get them their next paycheck. And so the conversation ended there, and nothing was resolved.
Jim, hold that thought. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 29th day of January. We're visiting with Professor James McCanning. Professor McCanning's website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, give us that abbreviated version of your website, please.
It's www.jmccsci.com, short for J. McCanning Science. Seven letters, jmccsci.com. C-I.com.
All right, gotcha. And your radio show, how can people listen to it? When is it broadcast, live in the archives?
Every Thursday evening, the show is live from WWCR in Nashville, and 6 p.m. Thursday evening Central Time. And then it also airs 10 p.m. Friday evening and 3 a.m. Saturday morning Central Time. And all that information on the webpage, jmccsci.com, and the archives for all of my shows are on the website also, on the radio show archive subpage.
Now, you're the author of a number of books. Which books would you recommend regarding the topic of this morning? We're talking about weather.
Well, the main book would be the weather book. It's called Principia Meteorologia, The Physics of Sun-Earth Weather. And it was written many years ago. It's basically the Bible on space weather, on exactly what causes our weather. And it also goes into the myths and the fallacies of modern meteorology. And for example, you mentioned computer models at NOAA, the National Weather Service, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, more commonly termed the Weather Service, National Weather Service. But they have computer models, and they have all of these factors that have literally nothing to do with the weather at all. And they do computer modeling, but really all they do is they take the current wind patterns and temperatures, and they go back into previous data, and they try and see what happened when there were similar conditions in the past, and then they may make a projection on that, which really isn't predicting the weather. They're extrapolating old weather data. Let's call it what it is. And so they're not predicting the weather based on real weather factors. And the biggest factor that they don't consider is the electrical conditions in outer space, which literally drive all of our weather. If we didn't have the electrical conditions, we wouldn't have any weather. So literally, the weatherman has no idea what even causes weather. One of the chapters in one of my books is, you can't predict the weather if you don't know what causes the weather. And that's literally the case.
The official line is that there's space in our solar system is electrically neutral, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. In that the storm conditions or any weather conditions are caused by the light that comes in from the sun. And how you organize this light, which comes in nice and even across the whole planet, how you somehow organize this into tornadoes and like winter storms like we're having now in various places in the world. How this gets organized, nobody can tell you. And nobody gets to ask that question. If you walked up to the weatherman and said, how does the light coming in from the sun, this would be a great third grade project. Some kid go up to the weatherman and say, dear Mr. Weatherman, or pretty weather woman, how do you explain the even light coming in from the sun causing tornadoes and becoming organized into these energy systems? And watch the stupid looks on their faces, because they don't know. They can't tell you, and it violates all the laws of physics. But most of them stopped taking physics probably in high school to get their meteorology degrees. And so they simply don't know. They can't answer. They just are saying what they're told to say.
And they're really, it's not a matter of they're attempting to deceive or anything. They're just severely limited by the parameters of what they were taught in school.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can't hold them completely blameless, because they should have been taught somewhere along the line to ask questions. And you don't ask questions when you're in an advanced degree. You simply return to the professor what you're told, and if you do that, you get an A, you get your degree, and then you get to be on the weather program. So that's how it works. There's nothing magical about it. In fact, most people don't realize this, but most people can get advanced degrees. You just have to learn the system.
Right.
You repeat what you're told. You get rewarded with an A. If you do that enough times, you get a degree, then you get a job. And so that's the way it works. That's the way education, they call it reading, writing, arithmetic. The other thing they've forgotten, the fourth R that's forgotten, is reasoning.
Right. Right.
It's not taught in the schools. Thinking is not taught. Don't think, just repeat, and you'll do just fine. Fill out those forms. In fact, I heard that in Texas, there's a course when you get to be a senior, you can take a course filling out government forms. And one of them that they fill out is the welfare form, how to get welfare. They teach you how to fill out the form in your senior year of high school.
Really?
Yeah. The kids can't balance a checkbook, but they can fill out a government form for welfare.
That's pretty scary, Jim. That is really scary. I don't know what to make of that.
Yeah. Well, it's the, you know, if you have, those people are then great for things like the military. Okay, you get out, you can't get a job. What do you do? Huh? Gee, that 10,000 bucks or something in the military is a good, and it's a way to maintain a volunteer army. But the problem is, these people have not been taught to think. And so the whole issue with the military, John, you were in the military. Do you get to question your commanding officer in the military?
Well, there is a procedure to do it, but it has to be done right. Otherwise, you're in really big trouble.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And the situation is that most people don't do that. But the other problem is that the political situation in the world, we've got a lot of really, in a sense, you can't fault the people in the military. They are there to do a job and defend our country, and that's their intention. But we get involved in political situations where there's a great misuse of our military forces. And that's what's going on today, unfortunately. And many of these young people don't understand that until they're well along their road in the military.
Right.
The educational system, you were in elite forces, which is way different than the average guy in the front lines in the military. The average guy is just there to complete his time. And has literally no say. I mean, and, you know, that's talking about the military. Talking about meteorology is the same. The people are there to complete their task to get their paycheck in the meteorology. But I've had people take my weather book up to weathermen, their local weatherman, and they just kind of have this look of fear on their face. They can't talk about it. They can't talk about something that, you know, I mean, their whole existence is based on what they do.
Exactly.
But the weather is, I have heard that there are people that can't get propane up in the northern states.
There is. We got our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
infection.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 29th of January. Freeze Dry Guy has all kinds of things at his website you need to be aware of. Let's look at the Survival Insider. When you become a Survival Insider, you get 10% back plus 10 survival bucks when you join up. So it doesn't cost anything to join up. You get immediately access to VIP status at freezedryguy.com. Specials that that the general public isn't aware of. All kinds of things that you can take advantage of, save money, and have a better way to be on your way to being prepared or whatever might come our way. Check out the details at freezedryguy.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free hour line, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. We're visiting this morning with Professor James McCanny. His website is Juno Mike, Charlie, Charlie, Sierra, Charlie, India.com. And Jim, we got a caller on hold here. We've got Steve in Iowa. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. When I heard Professor McCanny talk about the alleged expertise of the simulated weather pukes at 70-mile-an-hour hurricane, they would have died when I was stationed at a radar site 77. I got told to run around the entire radar installation to make sure everybody was off and out of doors, or back indoors, rather. We had winds coming up of 174 miles an hour and gusts up to 194 plus. This lasted 14 hours.
Where was this location, Steve?
The location used to be Mount Hebo, Oregon. It's near Tillamook, Oregon. The Air Force closed the base in 79.
Really?
Okay, yeah, that's an interesting point, because hurricanes aren't supposed to happen. They're supposed to be caused by warm weather. Well, obviously you were in a hurricane condition, not caused by warm weather, not anywhere near warm weather. And so, obviously, did they comment at all on the inside there saying why you would have hurricane conditions with cold weather?
Well, the radar gentleman that called me down there, he showed me this 1943 aircraft search and height radar screen. He said, this is X amount of level, and this is the height that they go to, which to this day I will not declare. Anyway, he said, that is solid cloud cover, almost so solid you could almost walk on it. And he told me about the winds. He said, get back up to the rest of the base and tell everybody to batten down the hatches. We had large rectangle windows in the barracks with heavy-duty L-shaped handles. Numerous ones were blown out and open. The glass was still in place, but the air pressure was such that it actually opened up the L-shaped windows. The radar site used to be covered by conventional sidewalks that had wood pallets on them with egg-shaped corrugated steel covering. We always call them the tunnel. This is why they had the tunnel. It took me 45 minutes low crawling after taking my glasses off, locking them in one of my fatigue shirt pocket. 45 minutes to low crawl with my weapon across my back to cover what was actually like a three-lane road, a parking area and a two-lane road to drive down to the restricted area of the base. I did this from our little simulated rec center. It took 45 minutes to low crawl about 35 feet.
Holy cow.
That's scary.
That's how heavy the winds were.
Yeah.
Before I got there, there was a dairy farmer woke up one morning, saw this large white mass out in his field near one of his barns. He didn't know what it was, and he called the sheriff. The sheriff called the Air Force up at McCord Airplane Patch. They called back down to Mount Hebo. Did you boys lose something? Well, this happened about a year before I got there. They had more high winds. It blew the radome off, and it traveled 30 miles to this dairy farmer's property, and the Air Force came down, helped him put it on his barn, and they said, it's all yours. We'll help you put it on. But a lot of these people didn't know the Air Force was even there until this dairy farmer spread the word about this magic material, you know, UFO people dropped this or something.
Right.
It turned out it was one of the raid domes that came from our site.
Amazing.
Wow.
Interesting story, Steve. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Yep.
Jim, we got our next call here. Patrick in the United Kingdom. Good morning, Patrick.
Yeah. Good morning, John. I'm sorry to hear that you're shivering like crazy over there. I mean, it's not too bad here. It's about 40, 45, you know, it's over here in the UK. It's... funny enough, Scotland sometimes can actually even get a bit warmer than the rest of England because it gets more directly the Atlantic drift coming over, or what's left of it anyway. I know we've talked about it before, not recently, but it's, you know, when you have been conducting experiments and things, you know, and disbursement of aerosol particulate for decades and things, you know, it's going to wreak havoc on our climate. I mean, we already know there's this effect, which is actually an official search term called global dimming. And when you've been conducting experiments, say, for decades, and, you know, the what they call solar radiation management, geoengineering, I'll just say at this junction, there's a very, very good guest you could get on at some stage, Dane Wigerton, a geoengineering watch, using these methods of solar radiation management, known to the public as the chemtrail geoengineering thing, but, you know, it's the artificial modification of the Earth's climate for systems through, you know, solar radiation management and carbon dioxide removal and things. It's going to wreak havoc in the long run. And what Dane Wigerton believes is that because of previous experiments that they were doing in the upper atmosphere and things for decades, they've been trying to get control of the weather and things like that. Even we know during Vietnam they were using cloud seeding techniques and things like that. You know, they've destroyed the ozone layer, which is why before these programs started properly, we used to hear about the ozone layer over Australia and Antarctica and things like that. That they've got to keep on doing this. It's happening everywhere. It's happening throughout the whole world.
Okay, well, let's turn that over to Jim, Patrick. Thank you for your call. Jim, your comments on these man-made attempts to control weather.
Well, there are a number of factors, but the chemtrails, et cetera, last for a while. The reality is of what's going on right now, we simply have extreme low energy output, and you can see that. For example, spaceweather.com now is touting what they call a solar flare, and they're talking about auroras, but the auroras are up by the North Pole where they always are. They're talking about a 500 kilometer per second solar wind, which is extremely low in the density of protons, 0.1 per cubic centimeter, C-class flares, and they're hoping to have an M-class flare to talk about during solar maximum. We should be having X-class flares every couple hours, booming out in all directions. The reality is the sun has extreme low energy. And you can spray all the things in the atmosphere you want, but it won't create more energy from the sun. And to have the long-term weather we're seeing in the United States and actually around the entire northern hemisphere right now is unprecedented. The amount of, there are places, I've heard of places in Ohio, in Indiana, that are out of heating oil for the winter. People can no longer get it, or they're paying outrageous prices. There are people without propane in the upper Midwest states, and everything is shut down. You will be fined if you are caught on some of the interstate freeway systems in Wisconsin, Minnesota, in Iowa, and other places like that. You will be fined if you're caught on the freeway system.
They have gates on the entrance ramps. Interstate highways. Once you get far enough north, people from the south have never seen these gates. Are pretty shocked. That was the first time I saw them. Gates to can prevent people from even entering the interstate highway.
And those are closed right now. Most of the northern states are closed. So to have that level of cold, and it's like you started out, it's snowing in Louisiana, snowing in Florida, all of the states from Texas to, there's a huge storm system that blankets from Texas to Virginia and south through Florida. It's snowing. All of the water traffic, the tourist water traffic in Florida has been shut down. They literally have shut down. They are telling boats don't go out. And so this is beyond, reasonable. But the situation is we simply have very low solar output. And that's, we depend on that on a minute-to-minute basis.
Jim, let's get back to Patrick's comments for a moment. How much do you attribute, if anything, to climate change from these chemtrails?
Well, they're an immediate effect. The problem is that they, what we're seeing now is a long-term solar effect. And so, that's what we're seeing.
Okay, we got a break coming up. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Waking up my morning attack.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday the 29th of January. My website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. If you want to wake up like I do every morning, pain-free, well-rested, with more physical energy, more mental energy than you've had in years, do what I do. Get yourself an energy cleaner. $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Available at my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is 800-592-9543. I say again, slowly, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we got one last call here. We've got the regular caller, John from Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. McKinney. The question that I've got for you, I find it interesting. There's an April 28, 1997 quote by Secretary of Defense Cohen. I'm sure you've heard it before, but he actually brings up the name of Alvin Toffler, talks about he was suggesting that they design certain pathogens and diseases that would be race-specific. And then the last sentence I want to read to, or actually it's a real short paragraph, and get your response to it. He says, others are engaging even in an echo type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are at work finding ways in which they can wreak havoc upon other nations. It's real, and that's the reason why we have to intensify our efforts, and that's why this is so important. This is in 1997, nearly, 17 years ago. So,
go ahead.
The question I had for you is if that's possible, and I believe it is, then is it not possible through chemtrails and through all the biologicals that they're putting on us, that they're using a biological, synthetic biological material to cause sickness and to control the weather, you know, cause earthquakes and all the rest of it?
Let me comment on this, and this goes back to the previous listener's comments about the use of chemtrails, weather control. My comment was that right now, the cold that we're experiencing, you can do all of the things you want, but if the sun is not putting out the level of energy that it typically puts out, that's the dominant factor. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not negating that there are all of these weather control programs going on. I've probably done more research on this than most people, and I'm probably the person that brought this to the attention of the public back in the 90s when I was working with Russian scientists on developing techniques for controlling hurricanes. They were the first ones to identify tornadoes on the sun and using my theoretical work to identify the causes for that and the real causes for hurricanes, tornadoes, and atmospheric weather. They went, when I was working with them, they went to the UN and said, the United States has weather technology that should be classified as a military weapon. And the UN did some playing on words, saying, well, the countries, they tried to have a treaty signed, the U.S. would not sign it, saying that the countries could not use it as a weapon. But the United States would not sign that treaty requested by the Russians at the UN. Furthermore, one of the big reasons the U.S. would not sign it is because it required that they not use it against their own people. Okay? So I do know a few things about this. I'm not saying that this does not happen.
But I wasn't
suggesting
that you didn't. I was just trying to let people know, you know, this is at defense.gov where I got this. And
sure.
It's his keynote address at the Conference on Terrorism at the Mailer Auditorium, University of Georgia. I mean, this, they had senators, Senator Nunn and Lugar and all the rest of them were there. So this is something, John, you know, I'm a former weapons mechanic in the Air Force. At that time, we didn't even dream that someone would be controlling the weather, even attempting to.
Correct.
But it's something that is really going on. And, I wasn't saying that you didn't believe that it was happening or even know.
The other thing is they have advanced to the point where, for example, the drought in California, I believe, is caused by weather manipulation. And this is to control water, and this is to control populations. One of the main results of any weather control is to control water. Because if you control water, it's like controlling oil, but more important to daily life of everybody. California is in a severe drought. I believe that the high pressure cell that's blocking the Pacific rain from coming in is manipulated. So that what I'm saying is they have not only the ability to manipulate weather, but long-term weather patterns. And so, could some of the cold weather we're seeing, and it's the weatherman is being told to tell you this is a polar vortex, complete baloney. Most people will repeat complete baloney because they heard it on the TV. But the point is, you can do anything you want if the sun is not putting out the correct amount of energy to warm us up, then you can do anything you want. The real result is that it's the sun, it's a natural cause of what we're currently seeing, and they don't want to talk about natural causes. They want to talk about imaginary causes like polar vortex. And the reason they don't want to talk about natural causes is because then they would have to admit that the sun is not producing energy at its core, that I'm right about surface energy of the sun, and all kinds of other facts, fun facts about the solar system, the fact that electrical conditions in our solar system around Earth control our weather, not the amount of light coming from the sun. And so, at any rate, it opens up a whole can of worms of information that they don't want the public to know about. Like you say, you were in weapons and you had no idea that they were using weather control as a weapon back in the mid-90s. I did, because I was working with Russian scientists who were basically developing these techniques. And what we were trying to do is learn a way to move hurricanes. Remember, Russia doesn't have hurricanes. They are basically an Atlantic and a Pacific issue. They don't affect Russia. So why would the Russians be working on techniques to control weather? And what we were trying to do is learn how to divert them away from land, especially like the populated areas in Florida. And that's when all of this, like almost everything else, gets diverted by Dr. Strangelove's up in our military, high in our military command, and by the people who control them. You have to understand the military is underneath central control of the, in this case, the European bankers. So you have to understand where this comes from.
Well, what I find interesting, I'll give you one more short paragraph and then I'll let you comment on it.
Make it quick, John.
Okay, it says, to the extent that we see the level of communication available today, the Internet, other types of communicative skills, abilities, we're going to see information spread. These weapons can be manufactured in homegrown laboratories. So it's a serious problem as far as living in the information age, that people who are acquiring this kind of information will not act responsibly, but in a terrorist type of fashion. Tell me, folks, tell me, gentlemen, the people that have this information in the military, are they being responsible with it? I don't think so.
No, not at all.
John, thank you. Go ahead, Jim.
That's a good comment, John. Yeah, absolutely. They're not using it responsibly. A number of years ago, there were five hurricanes that ran lengthwise over Cuba in succession, 2 weeks apart. And that was during a time they were trying to force Cuba to join the American Association of American States. And it didn't happen. I mean, they wouldn't join. They resisted this bombardment of weather control, knowing full well that they were being attacked. Hillary Clinton was in South America trying to promote them joining basically a banker organization in South America. They resisted, knowing that what it was, what it really was. So at any rate, this weather control is being used. It's being used against people in the United States and around the world. By the way, the caller from England, there was a tornado in Chatham, England the other day.
How about that?
Yeah.
Jim, we're out of time. Thank you for being with us, sir.
Thank you, John.
Okay. That's it for the day. Y'all be safe out there. Get your medical supplies, energy cleaner, your firearms and ammunition now while you can. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.